How does one keep the feelings of Yom Kippur, the closeness we felt to Hashem? How do we keep that all year long? How do we ensure that it's not going to fade? That it's not just a one-day excitement and go back to our normal ways and our normal feelings? Lubavitcher Rebbe Zecher Tzadik Kadosh Baruch Hu always used to teach that we have to live with the parsha. And the parsha is in its place at a particular time to give us chizik, to give us inspiration, to give us lessons for that particular moment in life. Sharing this Torah sitting by the oil of Lubavitcher Rebbe. And if you open up the parsha immediately following Yom Kippur, the parsha of Hazinu, we begin the parsha and we read Hazinu Hashamayim Vadaberu V'sishma Oretz Imri Fi. Listen, Shamayim heavens, and I will speak. Let the earth hear the following words of my mouth. This is what we need to hear. This is what the world needs to hear. The universe needs to hear. Yarov kamatar lekhi tizal katal imrasi. Let my Torah, all the Torah teachings drip like rain. And let my words go, drip like dew. Let my words flow like dew. What does that mean? Why is the Torah like rain and like dew? So you know, this is a Chazal. The Chazal says that Klal Yisrael asked a question in the wrong way. They asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should be with like them, like rain. But it should have asked that it should be like dew. Why? Because rain is only there momentarily. Rain is not there always. Rain sometimes comes and sometimes doesn't come. And dew is constant. Dew is consistent. And our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be like tal. Our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be like dew. It should be every single day, every single moment. That's what the Gemara tells us. But here it's saying that our Torah should be both like matar and like tal. What's pshat? Maybe I want to suggest that it should be like tal. Our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be like tal, that it's every single day. It's not just on Yom Kippur. It's not just on Simchat Torah. It's not just on Purim. It should be every single day that I feel close to Hashem like tal. But just like matar is only sometimes, matar is not always. And because it's only sometimes, it's more exciting. We don't get used to it. So too should be our relationship with Hashem. It should be every single day, but it should be exciting as well. It should be shifty b'beis Hashem. I should be dwelling in Hashem. Kol yimei chayei. But it should also be levakar b'chalo. It should also feel like I'm visiting. Feel like it's only once in a while in the excitement. And that's how the Torah is telling us through Torah learning. Our learning of Torah will keep us, if we are consistently koveitim l'Torah. And that Torah learning is going to be exciting. Why is it going to be exciting every single day? Why is it going to be exciting every single day? If it's every day, we get used to it. We get desensitized. The very, very next pasuk, Kishem Hashem Ekra Hovo Godel Elkeinu. The Torah tells us that Birchas HaTorah is learned from this pasuk. Kishem Hashem Ekra, when I call out the name of Hashem, is a reference to learning Torah. Hovo Godel Elkeinu, first bring greatness to His name and make a bracha. How's learning Torah the name of Hashem? The Marsha explains the whole Torah is the name of Hashem, which means the Torah is the essence of Hashem. When we learn Torah, we're getting close to Hashem. As the Baal Tanya teaches in Perek Dalet, we're hugging Hashem. We're building relationship with Hashem. If I realize every time I learn Torah, I do it bekvias, I do it ketal. But I also realize every time that I'm getting close to Hashem and I'm giving Hashem a hug, and this is how I could understand Hashem and know Hashem and have Hashem in my life. Then it's exciting every day. Every day is a new beginning. What's the greatness of Yom Kippur? What's the simcha of Yom Kippur? It's the closeness to Hashem that we feel. The Torah is telling us I could feel that every day, ketal. If it's also like matar, and when would that be that it's like rain and dew together? It's through learning Torah with the awareness that every time I open my Gemara, every time I open my Chumash, every time I open my Seil Shasharim, every time I open my Berditchev or my Kedushas Levi, I know I'm getting close to Hashem. I know that I'm hugging Hashem. Think about that. And it's exciting. And we have to do it consistently. We'll feel close to Hashem. And that's how the Torah is telling us that we'll take all of the feelings and closeness of Yom Kippur into the entire year. We shall be zoiche to pull Yom Kippur into the year. The Rabbeinu Shalom Brahmi Matana, if you take the gematria of matar and tal together, it's exactly 288. And this is how we're going to pull Hashem into the year. By having Tala Matar, having consistency and excitement in our Limud HaTorah. What's 288? Exactly, Gematria Parach, to flourish, to flower. Tzadik HaTamar Yifrach will be Zoyche. Not just Yom Kippur was Yom Kippur and it's over, but to Yifrach, to be Parach, to continue to grow, continue to flower, continue to be close to Hashem every single day with excitement. Everyone should have a halig, a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh. Ay Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Good Shabbos.